Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, has God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die.
Let's begin with a verse left off. The woman and the serpent had begun to talk. She was like, God said, not to eat from that tree, nor shall I ever touch it, but the consequence will be death. Then the serpent came with a lie, saying to the woman, you shall not surely die. You be like gods when you eat that fruit. Your eyes will be open to the good and evil truth. That serpent knew what he was doing from the start. Very cunning and deceptive, trying to change your heart. Focusing on one thing God said not to do, instead of pointing out all God had done for the two. Humans that he made, giving them authority over each and every creature. They had the seniority. Just looking at the tree's pleasure to the woman's eyes, she wanted to have a taste, even though it wasn't wise. Eventually, she ate fruit from the tree, handed some to her husband, and so did he. They now saw what they once could not see, and both felt guilty immediately. Cause now they understood good from evil, but didn't resist evil, it's the nature of people. After looking at their bodies, they wanted to cover up one of the first signs of man and woman had been corrupt. Shortly after, they could hear God's voice in the midst of the garden in the cool of the day. They were very fearful for what they had done, so they hid themselves to try to get away. And the Lord God called out the man by name, asking him where he was, and the man replied, I heard your voice and was afraid because I was naked, so I chose to hide. God was like, who told thee thou was naked? Have you disobeyed and eaten from the tree? The man was like, yes I did, but it was the woman who gave the fruit to me. So then God questioned the woman, asking her what she had done. And she told him about the serpent, blaming it for the transgression. Then God told the serpent that it was cursed above all cattle and the beasts of the earth, forced to move upon his belly all the days of his life. A reminder of the lies that it told Adam's wife. Consequently, God would put enmity between the wicked serpent and the woman's human seed. When she brought forth children, she would do so with pain, the mother of a living. So evil is a given name.
Chapter 4, verse 1. Then was Jesus led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread.
Then Satan came and tempted Jesus when he was all alone. If thou be the Son of God, command that bread be made of these stones. Come with me to the top of this temple, now go ahead and jump down. Cause you know that the angels will catch you long before you ever touch the ground. Then the devil showed Jesus the kingdoms of the world, wanted him to desire everything he could see. Saying, all these things I will give to you if you fall down and worship me. Now obviously Jesus did not, he refused to do so on the spot. He replied to the devil each time with scripture, directly rebuking the words of the tempter. If you're facing temptation, handle it the way Jesus did. Speak the word of God.